Right to Life campaigners in New South Wales are concerned laws to decriminalise abortion will lead to more terminations of baby girls. The debate about abortion legislation is still raging, with the issue of gender selection now at the forefront of a parliamentary inquiry. Gender selective abortions are common overseas, but an inquiry into the legislation has heard there's no evidence it's happening in Australia, and a research paper about the issue has been misread. Isabel Rowe reports.
There's conjecture in and outside of Parliament as to whether the bill should be tightened before it passes the upper house.
It would be quite immoral to abort a baby on the basis of sex selection.
Perhaps worst of all, this bill trivialises human life.
Attorney General Mark Speakman is among several politicians unhappy with the bill, which has no provision to ban an abortion based on gender. Many who are against decriminalisation argue the bill effectively legalises gendercide after a proposed amendment to outlaw gender-selective abortion was knocked back by the lower house last week. Tiana Legg from the anti-abortion group Women and Babies Support is one of those keen to see the provision back on the table.
This particular abortion bill is an extreme in the position it takes. It allows abortion for virtually any reason. Doctors have traditionally always been the gatekeepers for legal abortions in New South Wales. They're responsible for saying yes or no to performing the procedure. So it still makes the doctors the gatekeepers to a legal abortion, but without any gates.
Tiana Legg argues research released by La Trobe University last year shows in Victoria more baby boys than girls are being born to women in certain cultures.
It did strongly indicate that sex selection abortions are occurring, even in Victoria, which has a more restrictive abortion law than what this bill we're currently looking at in New South Wales proposes.
But the epidemiologist who carried out the research, Dr. Christina Edvardsen, is worried her findings have been misconstrued. She wasn't available for interview, but the university told The World Today her research is inconclusive about whether gender-selective abortions are actually happening in Australia. At a parliamentary hearing this morning, Chair of Our Bodies, Our Choice, Claire Pullen, did speak about the research.
What it doesn't say, and the study authors actually said, it doesn't show that gender-selective abortion is taking place. And the study author says that what they think might be happening is either gender-selective abortion or gender-selective IVF is taking place overseas and that people are travelling overseas to access this service.
Gender selection is a significant issue overseas. The World Health Organization says in countries such as India and China, illegal sex-selective abortion has resulted in the birth of more boys than girls. But Claire Pullen says most Indian communities completely reject the practice.
To assume that doctor can discern which part of which country someone is from and what the cultural attitudes might be around gender preference is extremely fraught.
Pro-choice groups believe any concern about preferencing boys over girls should be dealt with outside of abortion law. Human Rights Law Centre Director Edwina MacDonald.
The problem's not with abortion law. The problem's with systemic discrimination against women.
The bill is set to go to the New South Wales upper house next week.
Isabel Rowe reporting.